joined by John Williams to talk about Red Men Reborn. John's waited 12 years to update this book, and it was 12 years ago when Red Men was released, Social History into Liverpool, where ultimately we, around the time of the Fenway Sports Group takeover of Liverpool at that time, 12 years on, completely accidentally, I hasten to add, he was pulling the book together in the summary, had no advanced knowledge. John's managed to pick another moment where the idea that Liverpool's ownership might move on is up in the air. When I was pulling something together for a show yesterday, John, and one of the things that occurred to me was David Moores was chairman for circa 16, 17 years. John Smith was chairman for 17 years. In there, there's obviously a Hicks and Gillette period. There's a Noel White period. And Peter Robinson and Rick Parry and latterly Mike Gordon sort of span as administrators, I think it's fair to say, underneath those periods. But it occurred to me that 12 years is actually a relatively decent innings from a Liverpool point of view. You know, if you do compare to Moores and you compare to John Smith in there, it's not too far away from what we could sort of call par.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. And particularly now, these days, when ambition, you know, knows no bounds for clubs like Liverpool. In the past, the people who ran the club were sailing a pretty sedate ship. They were overwhelmingly Tories, of course, which is also interesting. There were no fantastic ambitions for a very long time until Shankly arrives and the world begins to change. But you're right, in today's game, when ambition is with us all the time, when economics are with us all the time, to spend 12 years at a club, they did say this at the beginning, to be fair to them, they did say that they were in it for the long haul. That they weren't there to make profit immediately. They would hope to grow the club and increase its value. And that's where we are now, of course, tenfold. It's increased its value. And we're in this position where none of us have any control. And we're all part fearful and part wondering where the club is going to go now.